He's one of the biggest writers to come out of St. Louis in the modern era, Ridley Pearson. He has written a number of thrillers for adults. Peter and the Starcatchers, which he wrote with Dave Barry, became a Broadway show that won 5 Tony Awards. And his Kingdom Keepers series about 5 teens battling villains at Disney World at night has been a huge success. Was Ridley a big fan of Disney before he began writing this series? He says no.
Dave Barry and I were given a chance to go to Disney World, where I had never been with our kids. And it was just, it was, magical 3 days, just to use an overworn word. But they gave us our passes. They gave us the hotel rooms. We had a guide for the 3 days. So we jumped all the lines. It was just, it was absolutely incredible. And at the end of it, I wrote a thank you note and put it in the mail to thank the people who had arranged this. And because it was all kind of a joke, but I won't waste your time with that. But after I sent the thank you note, I thought, that isn't enough. And so I called a guy named Bob Miller, who was the publisher of a Disney hardcover book company, publishing company at that point. And he said, I wish I could take credit for this, but it was this woman named Wendy Lefcon. And so I called Wendy Lefcon. And we got talking about the parks and the rides and the attractions. And she said, what's your favorite part? And I said, my favorite thing is that every attraction has a beginning, middle, and end. It tells a story. And I'd never been to Disney, so I just didn't know this. And she said, how would you like to write a book for Disney? And that's really where it started. They had had a fall off of 13 to 18-year-olds who just weren't willing to come with their parents to the parks anymore. And she said, we would love for you to write a thriller that would appeal to that age group. Would you be interested? And I said, I love writing thrillers. I'm fascinated with writing for kids. Dave Barry and I were doing that at the time. And I would love to, but you'd have to let me into your parks because I'm a research guy. I observe when I do my books. And I said, and that would have to be after dark, because the story would take place after dark when all us humans leave. And she said, that just can't happen. We don't do that. We're not going to let a novelist into our park at 3 a.m. And I said, well, great, but that's kind of how I roll. So we'll move on to something else. She called me back a month later and said, okay, we've got it. And I've now been 31 times after closing hours, usually with an Imagineer. And we go to 1, 2, or 3 rides, depending on how much time we can fit in between 4 a.m. and when people come in. And I get to see things no one's ever seen. And I get to feel the chill in the air of no people in an 80,000 person park. And no lights, no music, all the rides are shut down. It's just wonderfully creepy. And I've written the Kingdom Keepers series about that.
Ridley lives in Idaho these days, but he returned to St. Louis this weekend to participate in the Missouri Book Festival in Washington. How did he end up in St. Louis in the first place?
It's a crazy story. I was born in New York. I was born out on Long Island in New York, and I was raised in a suburb of Connecticut called Greenwich. And I drifted out to Idaho in my late 20s to visit my brother and ended up never leaving here. And when I was married, I married a woman who had also come to this area of Idaho, and we had had our first child, and we were thinking of, did we want them to get educated here in a ski town or someplace with, sort of more family values? And by coincidence, a school called Principia, in the greater St. Louis area, invited us to a fundraiser and flew me and my wife out to this fundraiser. And she had gone to school at Principia, and I just fell in love with St. Louis. It reminded me of Greenwich, where I'd grown up. And we moved there for almost 20 years to educate our kids. And I just had the best time ever. I adore St. Louis. I could move back there in 5 minutes and I would be the happiest guy on earth. Just such a wonderful place to live. And along the way, St. Louis decided to put a star on their Walk of Fame for me. I don't know how that happened. I think maybe it was a misprint or something. But, so I've had this amazing experience with St. Louis in starting some nonprofits and things. And I, you know, I just adore, I adore the culture more than anything. I mean, St. Louis has wonderful theater, wonderful sports, one of the best symphonies anywhere. And we were a part of all of that and just could not get enough.
It's not the only adventure Ridley's been on. He and his family lived in China for a year.
Yeah, I taught creative writing in Shanghai. They told me I was the first person to teach creative writing in English in all of China. Whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But I taught at Fudan University, which is sort of their Harvard. And it was just an incredible experience. The students are classically read, sadly, unlike American students these days. They'd read Shakespeare. They'd read any author I could name. They'd read them. They spoke pretty well, and they wrote pretty well. And they had never, ever written one creative word in their lives. It had all been essays, opinions, you know, reports, but nothing creative. And so I started with memoir because that tricks people into being able to write creatively. And I had them tell stories about themselves, insisting that they could identify in their story a beginning, middle, and end. And off we went, and it was a little bit sort of like middle school for a few weeks, and then very quickly, because they were so bright, it moved into high school and into college, and there we were at the sort of the top of the college level, and they were writing very, very well. There were many surprises for me as a teacher, as a person in a different culture. I had to back off on some things I would have done. There was some plagiarism that I identified. And I went to the American Embassy and asked if I should report this. And they said, don't report it because that student who was from Korea will likely go home and get beaten if they're suspended from school. And I said, well, then they just got to be. So, wow. You know, they're things you learn. But I was glad I was checking them out as I went. Yeah, but it was really remarkable. And our year in China for the family was just, it was just incredible. Like all things political in the world, you know, the politicians have their stuff. The people, we all get along, you know. Everybody in China was so nice to us, so helpful to us. Not a flick of, oh, you're an American, or from our side, oh, you're Chinese. It was just, we're people and we all love each other. And my gosh, it was refreshing to just realize all this stuff is at this very upper level of government. And the rest of us should just chill out and realize we're all people. Let's just love each other, you know?
Ridley is also part of an all-star band, the Rock Bottom Remainders. They'll be performing together again in Florida soon. His bandmates include Stephen King, Amy Tan, Scott Turow, Dave Barry, Barbara Kingsolver, and other best-selling authors.